And joining us is Puzzle Master Will Shorts. Hi, Will.
Hi, Leanne.
Did you have a nice Thanksgiving with your family?
It was real nice. So with my 93-year-old mother and brother, sister, and sister-in-law. It was our first family reunion in 3 years.
Oh,
very nice.
How nice.
And how about you?
A small Thanksgiving. My husband worked. My son came home. My daughter was in Texas. But we still had a meal, and it was real nice. So, but what you told me once what we suffer from on a day like this. What is it?
After Thanksgiving, it's turkey torpor.
That's
you know,
it.
You feel just loaded down and you turkey torpor.
Well, we need something to spark up our brains then. Let's start with the challenge you gave everyone last week.
Well, I said sometimes when you're reading lowercase letters, you know, where the text is squeezed together, the consecutive letters RN look like an M. So, for example, churn might come out as chum. Well, I asked you to think of a word ending in RN that becomes its own opposite when you change the RN to M. What words are these?
What words are they?
The words are stern to stem, as in the back and front of a ship.
Very clever. We received more than 1,400 entries from listeners who had the right answer. And our randomly chosen winner is Randy Yale. He joins us from Raleigh, North Carolina. Hi, Randy.
Hello, Leanne.
Did you have a good Thanksgiving?
Yes, I did. Have a very nice Thanksgiving.
Right. Now, I understand that you've been listening to this program for a long time.
Yes, I have. I've probably been listening for 13, 15 years.
Wow, since the beginning then.
Yes.
Welcome to the program as a longtime listener, a longtime player. Are you ready? You know what happens. I mean, I figure you understand the drill, right?
I understand.
All right. Well, Will, please meet Randy, and I think we're ready to play.
All right, Randy, every answer today is the name of something found in the kitchen. I'll give you anagrams. You name the items.
Okay.
For example, if I said skin, S-K-I-N, you would say sink. Number one is votes, V-O-T-E-S.
Stove?
Stove is correct. Number two is owlet, O-W-L-E-T.
Towel?
That's right. Snoop, S-N-O-O-P.
Spoon?
Excellent. Della, D-E-L-L-A.
Ladle?
Excellent. Ooh. Merit, M-E-R-I-T.
Timer.
Excellent. Petal, P-E-T-A-L.
Might need Leanne's help on this.
You know, I was going to say table, but you don't spell it with a P. But,
Something you would get out of the cupboard. That's stacked up, part of a stack in the cupboard. And you would put it on the dinner table.
A plate.
A plate, is it? Good.
A plate. I can't see it. Good.
Try this. Anger. A-N-G-E-R.
A range?
Range is right. Garret. G-A-R-R-E-T. It's a gadget you might find in a drawer. Use in food preparation.
A grate. Grater.
Grater is it. Rotates. R-O-T-A-T-E-S.
They're getting longer.
They're getting longer. This one is a small appliance.
A toaster.
Yeah. Toaster is it. Girdled. G-I-R-D-L-E-D.
A griddle?
Griddle. Excellent. Terrains. T-E-R-R-A-I-N-S.
Strainer?
Boy, you're good. And here's your last one. Escaroles. E-S-C-A-R-O-L-E-S.
A casserole.
Casserole. Good job, Randy.
Randy,
thank you.
You're so quick. Well done. You know your kitchen. Well, you know what happens for playing our puzzle today. We're going to send you some things. We'll send you a weekend edition lapel pin, the all-new 11th edition of Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Dictionary and Thesaurus, the Scrabble Deluxe Edition from Parker Brothers, the Puzzle Master Presents from Random House, and Volume 2 is coming out on January 15th, plus a bonus gift, the New York Times Sunday Crossword Puzzles, Volume 29 from St. Martin's Press. Randy, tell us your public radio station.
It's WUNC.
All right, Randy Yale in Raleigh, North Carolina. Thanks for listening for so long, dedicated listener, and thanks a lot for being our guest today.
Well, thank you. I really enjoyed playing.
Oh, so did we. All right, Will, everyone wants to play now. What's the challenge you have for them to work on this week?
Well, this past week I purchased a 1929 issue of Puzzler magazine, which contained a word puzzle I liked. I had to solve it myself because the answer didn't appear until the next issue, so now I pass it along to you. Take the letters of the word temporary, T-E-M-P-O-R-A-R-Y, arrange them in a 3x3 square so that each of the acrosses, downs, and two long diagonals spells a word. And each of the diagonals must read backward as well as forward, making 10 words to be spelled altogether. Now, all the words are common and uncapitalized. Can you do it? So again, take the letters of the word temporary, arrange them in a 3x3 square so that all the acrosses, downs, and the two long diagonals, reading in both directions, spell words. What is this special square?
Wouldn't it be interesting if you went to an antique store and found that subsequent volume of Puzzler magazine with the answer in it?
I'm hoping.
When you have the answer, put it in an email to us. Our email address is puzzle, P-U-Z-Z-L-E, at npr.org. Our deadline is Thursday, 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Please include your day and evening phone numbers. We want to call you if you're the winner because you will get to play Puzzle on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Editions, Puzzle Master Will Shortz, who joined us from New York. Thanks a lot, Will.
Thanks, Leanne.